the Lord. I hope you are doing well. So today I'm going to speak on a topic, a very interesting topic, boundaries. A boundary is a line that describes a limit to an area. And I believe we have encountered this word boundaries, and we've been able to talk about them with our friends or people around us. We've been able to read books about them, listen into conversations about boundaries. I would really recommend Nidra Tawab from Instagram. She's really huge on boundaries, and she has very interesting books on the theme. So there's various types of boundaries that I would mention. There are mental boundaries, there are emotional boundaries, there's spiritual boundaries, and there are physical boundaries. And boundaries are not meant to block out people in the wrong way. Boundaries are meant for ourselves as well. We need to have boundaries within ourselves and also with as we relate with others. So most times people would say we should have a boundary, and we are sometimes we're so quick to place it on other people but not on how we show up even within ourselves and how we talk to ourselves. We need to have like limits of how we even relate with ourselves and others. So I believe, and even within the Bible, we are given directives and rules on how to live as Christians, because I speak as a Christian, and we ought to live by the guidelines that God has given us, because God is so like very intentional about boundaries, because he's like, if you do this, this would happen. Meaning, when you cross a limit that is not of God, there is a consequence that comes with that. And that's why boundaries are so important. Let me give you an example. You have your boss at work, and then one day they ask you to do something, and then you go off on them in a wrong way. You're crossing a limit, because this is your boss. There's a way that there are structures in every place that we need to operate with and under. There are structures, like, for example, let's say, I'm trying to get a very good example for you guys. So let's say you are outside with your friends, and maybe you know your place is not safe past 7, and then your friends will tell you, and you, before you went out, you were like, I have to go back before 7 because my place ain't safe. But you allow other people to influence your decision to say yes to staying outside, knowing too well that if you go home past 7, it will not be safe for you. You're crossing your own boundary, because you have a set time for going home. You have a way that you think you should do things, but then because you are influenced otherwise, you allow your power of what you, of your decision, to be on somebody else or on other people. And it brings me to the question of using your yes or no. What do you say yes to that you should have said no to? Most people, and I at some point, have struggled with people pleasing, because sometimes it could be in the past, not now. It could be from a place of fear. It could be from a place of wondering, what would they think about me? What will they understand? But I think respecting your boundaries and being able to live within them is then knowing what God says and silencing everything else and listening to God peke yake. Unless what somebody is saying is like what relates to what God said. Not saying you should not listen to people, but sometimes we get ourselves in places because we fail to understand the importance of boundaries. Most of us have gotten into wrong relationships. Most of us have made wrong decisions. And there's grace, we have been forgiven, but we need to do better after knowing that there are guidelines that are expected of you as a child of God to follow, to live a fulfilling life, to live a life that glorifies the Lord. So, boundaries are so important, because they shape how you relate with people, they shape how people view you, and they shape your, and they define your priorities. That's my point with this podcast. You know, what you make time for defines what's important to you. What you say yes to And also, it also defines what you think about yourself. I was listening into a conversation this morning, and this lady was sharing about her love story. I'm sure you know, you mostly know her. She's called Kaleche Mumo, and she was giving her love stories. Check her out on YouTube. And she was giving stories of how she would allow in things, and then at the end she's like, I nilifika hapo aje, you understand? And why I go again to, you need to like seek therapy, because most of us, we are broken in one way or another, and sometimes we're just seeking validation or acceptance, and it's good to know that we are accepted in God. And many people have spoken about boundaries, and I want us to know that boundaries are begin with God, and we need to understand them from godly perspective and implement them. Healthy type of boundaries, healthy boundaries, because sometimes what we let, when we don't place boundaries in our lives, we miss out on what God wants for our lives, or we don't catch what He is saying or doing, because we have just opened ourselves up to things that don't matter, and we then cannot identify what matters from what does not matter. For example, in this day and age, we are so accepting of things and embracing of everything that comes with life. Even as Christians, we have, in a way, some ways we have struggled with this, where we embrace things that look politically correct but are not of God, because then we give the excuse that but we forget that God has given us a manual, the Bible, to direct our lives. And it's so heartbreaking to see that some of us have been captured into doing things that don't glorify God, because we're trying to be so graceful to our fault and embrace everything to our fault. I never knew that this would go this way, this podcast would go this way, but I'll let God lead me. And I feel like we have been so accepting and embracing of things that are not of God. Because spiritually, we have been so comfortable with just reading verses from Bible apps. We don't take time to devote. We listen to sermons more than we read the Bible. I have been a culprit. And I'm crossing a boundary with my relationship with Christ, because I'm saying yes to, yes, they're good things, but I'm not saying no enough to make time for me and God. At a personal level, where I know God for myself, most of us have now, are just like constantly going for fellowships and everything, which is a good thing, but you don't take time have a personal relationship with Jesus. Like, you don't take time to feed your relationship. And why I began with is because all relationships with ourselves and with others require boundaries. Like, you can't afford to be all over the place. You have to have a limit. Like, you have to set priorities for yourself, identify them and name them. Like, okay, it's God and then blah blah blah. But if you have not set it in your mind and you not aligned yourself with your your priorities, and they are not right, you are just everywhere. Like, you may not live a fulfilling life because you're trying to be everywhere and do everything. And that's why I was having a discussion with my friend yesterday, and we were like, he was telling me to church that the people he listens to and everything, and I was like, yes. And at some point, I told him, I also respect various pastors. There are some I listen to. I told him that all of us have somebody who speaks to us. And I told him that in the end of the day, I appreciate the grace over their lives. But to know that I am not them, they're not me. That God, when He created me, He had a plan for me to work in my identity. And sometimes we lose it, again, because of not having boundaries. And during our staff meeting, my pastor called this out and said that sometimes we idolize things and idolize people. And again, boundary, saying yes to things that are not of God. Boundaries, I like to look at it from a point of saying yes to something and saying no to something, when you should be saying either no to this thing and saying yes to this other thing. She said that we need to be careful, and I think it struck me because most of us, I'm going all over, but listen, there's something. Most of us don't even know who we are because we have embraced so much where we have lost our unique identity. I need to know you should do my shout when getting in snippets. Come on, in fashion, una. You're dressing up like somebody. It's okay to have people who inspire you, but you are not them, they are not you. Boundaries. You know, when God was writing about giving us guidelines in the Bible, he knew what he was saying, because we are of this world but not of this, we are in this world but not of this world. And I think this has been eye-opening to me, because sometimes I've been saying yes to things, I'm like, and then God has been opening my eyes to see the reason why I said yes to something. So let me give you an example. So sometimes I'll go somewhere, I see this kind of dress, I like it. And then I'm like, should I get it? And I ask myself, okay, why do I like this dress? Because I'm one person to make decisions. I don't make decisions fast, I take my time. So then that whoever is selling will tell me, it looks nice on you. I'm like, I know, but it's not my style, I don't like it. I speak my mind. So I'm like, Asante, but Smithy Pendy, even though it looks nice, maybe it's not what I would wear comfortably, or I would not wear it regularly, and I won't see the need to purchase something that maybe I won't be wearing. And so they'd be like, no, chukwa too, it looks nice. But because I see it on somebody else somewhere who wore something relevant to this, I'd be like, I see kapwa nae, ochani chukwe. Do you see? My decisions, there's no limit, because my decisions have been so influenced to a point where you miss out on being you because you are maybe just accepting of everything. And I have seen most people, or most of us, struggling with boundaries again, which can reflect to identity crisis, because you are trying to be everybody else but you. Limits are important. You're trying to have your husband be like someone else's husband. You're trying to be like someone else, another lady. You're trying to have your wife be like someone else. You're trying to have your relationship be like someone else's relationship. You're trying to dress how they dress. You're trying to speak how they speak. You're trying to do what they do. But can you just sit down and ask God, ay, na, mimi, ni nani? Uliniumba nikuwe nani? Like, who am I? Who did you create me to be? And trust me, I've learned that by showing up as you authentically, you just, everything works out, because you know you're working in your true purpose, because who you are is who, like, that's who God intended to use, just the way you are. Because when you encounter Jesus, he transforms you to his liking, pole pole. He reveals to you who you are. And I don't know, but I began on boundaries, but I have really gone to another direction, because I don't know, but I think it's God. And I don't think I know. What are you maybe doing that you should not be doing? What, in what spaces are you at that you should not be? And you just know, ukweli ufai kukua hapo, but you are there because people have told you, you're supposed to be here, this is where you belong. Have you consulted God? Umembo na watu, you guys look good together. Alafu kashuke tu umeza kudate mtu. Let's be honest, let's be real. Have you just applied for that job because your friends told you, so you got that degree, and maybe God is calling you to another area? Who are you listening to? Are you choosing to get married because your parents are giving you pressure? That's a very deep word. And can you trust God with the decisions? Can you trust God to be the only person who tells you what to do and what not to do? Because sometimes even us who know, or people who know, may not have an answer for you. And I want all of us to listen into God and on ourselves. Yeah. So we need to be very careful, and we need to have boundaries. Who we listen to, what we watch, the books that we read, the places that we go, how we relate with people. We have to just have boundaries, and we have to respect ourselves, and above all, respect God. So in the kingdom of God, there are guidelines and rules of operation which as every Christian we need to follow through, and there's no debate about it. There's no actually we can discuss. God's word is final. Sometimes we will struggle kidogo because we are in constant battle with the body and flesh, but I just walk in righteousness, to strive to live and walk in righteousness, and uphold and speak about God boldly, and live for God boldly, without fear, without favor, without defending it, without trying to explain, unless it's necessary that you do so. Maybe, yeah. So, boundaries again. I pray that you would establish boundaries and do what God requires of us to do, all of us, including myself, and not compromise whatsoever on the things of God. Not compromise on the things of God. Do not compromise on the things of God, as a child of God. Yeah, let's not be lukewarm. Let's be either hot or cold. At least the Bible gives us a choice to pick from. Like, you can either be hot or cold. It doesn't give us the option of being katikati. So I know that even as we walk through that, our lives will show Christ. And people who don't know Christ, who don't know Christ yet, because they can come to side, we'll see our lives. It will be a testimony of God's greatness, of God's work, of God's existence, by walking and having boundaries. I don't know how this word will be revealed to you as you listen, but unajua, what I mean, ajua. Because even as I talk about this, atamimi, I'm being edified, and I'm being in a way or another. So I pray that this will help us to establish what matters from what does not matter, and live in a way that glorifies the Lord. So have a blessed day, and God loves you. Bye.